Mock interview. Group. Group discussion, question 1. Living in subdivided flats. Sample discussion.
Let us talk about the first question. Do you believe that it is fair for people to live in these subdivided flats? Why or why not? What are your opinions about this?
In my opinion, it is not fair for people to live in these subdivided flats. They are too small, so it is like living in a cage, and it's not good for your health. They are treated like an animal.
I agree with you. The homes are too small, and you cannot move. It is very dirty, so it is unhealthy.
I understand your point, but I think that it is fair because it is so cheap, and there is not enough public housing. I think a subdivided home is better than having no home and living on the street.
I'm not sure about that. Many of these subdivided flats are illegal, so it is very dangerous to live in them. It is probably not safe.
Okay, let's move on to the next question. What do these statistics say about the gap between the rich and the poor? What do you think about this?
I think that the statistics show that there are a large number of very poor people in Hong Kong. There are 210,000 people living in subdivided flats, and around 268,500 people on the waiting list for public housing.
In my opinion, this shows that there is a big difference between the rich and the poor. The poor people can only afford public housing rents at around $2,500 per month, but other people can pay more than $20,000 for 1 month's rent.
Yes, I think so too. Poor people would have to save money for many years to live in a normal home for 1 month. So it is very hard for them to rent, let alone buy a normal home.
Yes, that's true. Let's talk more about the problems for people who live in subdivided flats. We've said that subdivided flats are too small and dirty, right?
Right. Also, these homes can get very hot during the summer because they have no air conditioning, and some do not even have windows.
I agree with both of you. Also, many subdivided flats are illegal, so if you live in them, then you are breaking the law.
Yes, these flats do not follow the fire safety rules. So when there's a fire, many neighbouring flats may catch fire too. It may be difficult to escape.
Okay, let's discuss the final question. What can society do to help the poor? What do you think about this?
I think people could help the poor by giving money to the homeless. If everyone gave $1, they could save lots of money and it could change their lives.
Yes, we should donate money to charities that help the poor, but not just the homeless.
I see your point, but I think the government should help the poor. Not everyone will give their money to help them.
Definitely, I agree. If there were more public houses, then there wouldn't be so many people on the housing waiting list.
It seems to me that both society and the government can help the poor. Okay, I think we are running out of time now. We should finish there.
Group discussion. Question 2. Social media. Sample discussion.
Let's discuss our social media use. Let me start. I check my Facebook page every day after school. I use it for around 30 minutes. I like to see my friends and look at their pictures.
I like to spend a lot of time on Facebook. We can do many things, like chat with friends, see pictures, and play games. I use Facebook for more than 1 hour every day.
I just use Facebook a little. I don't care about the games, and I can use my phone to talk to my friends. I go on Facebook a few times each week.
I do not use Facebook, but I like to use Instagram. I think Instagram is simpler to use, and I just want to see pictures. I use Instagram every day.
Let's talk about the second question. Do you believe social media sites such as Facebook are healthy for children and teenagers? Why or why not? What are your thoughts on this?
I think the sites are good for young people because we can always talk to our friends, even when we are at home. It is nice to talk to my friends.
I agree. They are good for children and teenagers. I like Facebook because I can talk to my relatives in Australia and see their pictures. I can see what food they eat and where they go.
I understand your points, but I disagree. I do not think social networking sites are healthy. People spend too much time using them. it is better to play a sport, study, or meet friends in person.
It seems to me that there are good things and bad things about social media. I agree with student A because it is nice to see our friends and talk with them. But I also agree with student C because it is not healthy to always use Facebook.
Yes, I agree. Another problem with Facebook and other sites is that sometimes you don't know who the people are. The text says a high percentage share their personal information online. Therefore, it may be dangerous because strangers could contact them easily.
Definitely. I think another problem with social media is online bullying. People can write mean comments on our pictures or send a bad message to make you feel scared and upset.
I agree with student C. I think the main problem is that it is dangerous. However, I think parents should teach their children about how to be safe online.
I take your point. I think parents should watch what their children do on the internet, so they will always be safe.
I disagree with that. If the parents watch us, then we have no privacy. I think just talking to us is good enough.
Personally speaking, I think the parents can decide if they want to talk to the children or watch them.
Okay, the time is almost up. Let's finish here.
Group discussion. Question 3. Using smartphones. Sample discussion.
Good morning, everyone. Let's start the discussion. I use my phone a lot. I usually spend 3 hours a day playing games and talking to my friends.
For me, I spend around 2 hours a day on my phone. But I don't play games on it. I like to use my phone to check Facebook and Instagram.
I don't have any social media profiles, but I spend about an hour a day on my phone. I watch YouTube videos and cartoons on it.
I rarely spend time on my phone as I am busy. I only use it for emergencies and maybe to take the odd photo. I usually spend less than 1 hour per week on my phone.
I see. I think sometimes it is good to use our phone, especially for emergencies, like student D said. If we get into trouble or need help, we can call someone immediately.
Yes, I agree. We can also use our phones to go online and learn about things. We could use YouTube to watch shows about animals, the forest, and even space.
That's true. There are many educational channels on YouTube. You can also learn a language.
Both the emergency and learning points are good. But I think sometimes we need to stop looking at our phones.
Yes, I think so too.
By doing so, we can spend time talking to our friends in person or doing fun activities with our family.
Don't forget that a lot of screen time is also bad for us. It is not good for our eyes to look at screens for a long period of time.
Exactly. More and more children wear glasses nowadays. Also, if we always look at screens, whether it is our phones, TV or computer, it can make us turn into zombies.
I feel the same way. On the streets, everyone moves slowly or doesn't look where they're going because they're looking at their phones. Let's move on to the final question. What can we do to limit screen time?
I think people can have self-control and set a time limit on using their phones and other screens. I think 1 to 2 hours a day is okay.
I agree with you. When it is time for exams, our parents can order us to not use our phones as much. They could even take their phones away from us.
In my opinion, if we are busy, we won't get bored. Then, we don't need to use our phones, watch TV, or play video games, which would reduce our screen time. We need to have new hobbies.
I think we are almost out of time, so let's finish here. Thanks.
Group discussion. Question 4. Violence on TV. Sample discussion.
Hello, everyone. Let's begin our discussion. I think television programs are becoming too violent. There is a lot of violence on TV, even in some cartoons.
Personally, I am not sure if TV is becoming more violent. I have not seen many old TV shows, so I can't compare.
I agree with student A. I think there is a lot of violence on TV.
I disagree. I think TV has always had violent shows.
Let's talk about the second question. I do think children become more violent after watching violent programs. After they watch a show with violence, they may copy the violence seen on TV.
I agree. I think young children copy the things they see and hear on TV.
I see your point, but I disagree. I don't think violent TV shows make children more violent. We have seen many violent things on TV, but we are not all violent and we don't all fight.
I think some children may become more violent, but for most children it is okay.
Okay, let's talk about question three. I think parents can control what their children watch to limit what they see and hear on TV.
I think violent programs should only be shown late at night. If children are already in bed, then they won't see these programs.
I agree with you. Also, I think that parents can control what children see on the internet. It is easy to see violent things on YouTube.
That's true. However, we are only talking about TV shows, not online videos. I think young children should not have their own TV in their bedroom, so that they cannot watch whatever they want.
I think it is better for young children to watch educational programs on ETV so they can learn and do better at school.
In my opinion, young children should watch children's programs only.
Yes, I agree with you. English children's programs are good because they can learn English at the same time.
I think watching TV programs together with the family is good because they can talk about the show together. Well, that's all the time we have now. Thank you, everyone.